what made you interested in the search job?
You know, I'm originally born and raised in Southeast Alaska, and you know, the opportunity to move back to that part, that region of the state, has always been sort of a, you know, I don't know, maybe not a dream, but it's always been a goal of mine to get back to Southeast.
And you have your experience now is as Vice President of Operations for the South Central Foundation, which sort of is a, I guess, a co-owner and manager of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Can you explain the organization you work for now?
Yeah. South Central Foundation, you know, how I often describe it, we call the business that we're in is health and related services. We provide a full spectrum of health care services to largely Alaska Native and American Indian populations throughout the South Central region of Alaska and 52 villages across the state. And we also co-manage the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage, which is the tertiary care hospital for, you know, Alaska Natives and American Indians that get referred in from regional clinics throughout the state.
At in your current job, you were kind of instrumental, according to this. We got a release from Search, and they noted that you were instrumental in developing the South Central Foundation's NUCA system of care. Can you talk a little bit about that? It sounds like an interesting way of doing business that might be a little different than the way most healthcare services work.
Yeah, you know, this idea, you know, we put a name to it, and it's really this idea of, you know, it's largely patient-centered care, which, you know, there's a medical home, and it's oftentimes we use it in, you know, sort of a term as it relates to sort of working with the patient. You know, we say working with the patients on their journey to wellness. You know, we try to pride ourselves on not being, ultimately prescriptive and what patients need to do, and you have to do this and you have to do that. We try to sort of engage, interact with our patients to help them sort of own their own, we call it the journey to wellness. I mean, many of the terms and words are sort of unique to South Central Foundation, so I'm trying to speak in maybe a more generic way. But, you know, the idea that we have is really working with patients instead of, you know, I think the system that we have here at South Central Foundation was largely inherited from the federal government many number of years ago. And we sort of work to transform that. You know, we refer to our patients as customer owners. I'm Alaska Native. And, you know, I play an instrumental part in sort of designing how services are delivered and deployed. And as are many of our employees, our doctors, our physicians. And, you know, we try to work in partnership with the patients to try to sort of customize and tailor services to deliver them on their level.
Is this a system that might work at Search?
You know, ultimately, I think so. I mean, I think the idea is to try to continue to refine, to work with the beneficiaries at Search and work with the board and the employees to try to continually refine and improve how and what services are delivered. I think oftentimes and for a long part of at least, you know, the history here in Alaska, services were really dictated by others. They were dictated by the federal government. They were dictated by the management teams that were in place in these organizations. And I think the goal for us will be to try to work collaboratively together with all stakeholders to try to deliver the types and the amounts of services that they would need and want. But I mean, I think the idea is really one of sort of open dialogue and communication and trying to work, you know, interactively with stakeholders to try to advance the health status of Alaska Natives and American Indians and the respective patients of these organizations.
Obviously, with any new job, there's learning that takes place once you get there and things you're just not going to know until you're into the position. But I would imagine even going into it, you have an idea of where Search is as an organization and maybe where you'd like to see it go. Can you sketch that out? How do you see Search right now, and what are some of your thoughts on the future there?
I think Search is in a very similar position as are many tribal organizations around the state and actually many healthcare organizations around the country. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty about what the future holds for all of us in healthcare and you know, all of us as patients and recipients of healthcare services. I mean, I think these are sort of murky times. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. That sort of being, you know, that's balanced against, you know, the growing sophistication of these organizations. You know, the regional organizations throughout the state, and Search, I think, has long been a leader in sort of leveraging a different level of sophistication than has been applied, in, you know, historically. So I think, you know, my expertise has really been, you know, Alaska Native Health and different delivery systems and ideas and management systems as you know, around the state. You know, Search has really historically been a leader in that category, and I think, you know, really sort of trying to position Search to sort of be able to deal with what's coming down the line with, you know, the Affordable Care Act and the budgetary considerations. As Search is a large federal contractor, you know, the budgetary considerations on what's going to happen with the budget crisis in Washington, D.C., working, you know, proactively with the state of Alaska to try to ensure that we maximize, you know, any opportunities to position Search for you know, future growth and development of services.
My next question was going to be how somebody who gets a Bachelor of Science degree in economics and political science ends up working in healthcare management, but your last answer kind of suggests that I might not need to ask that. It seems like those things are intertwined, and that your background is being put to pretty good use in this job.
You know, yeah, and it, you know, for me, that happened very coincidentally. You know, I actually started, when I graduated from college, I started my career actually back in Juneau, of all places, working in the legislature. And through a series of choices, I ended up here in the healthcare business in Anchorage through the connections I made working in Juneau. And, you know, for me, this is really coming full circle. And it's fortuitous that my degrees happen to be in these fields that relate so closely. And it worked out really well.
What do you like about the job that you have right now and the kind of work you're doing?
You know, there are many things I really like about it. You know, the opportunity to impact a community, to sort of leverage your experience and your training and your education to try to make a difference in a community is a phenomenal opportunity. I mean, it's a huge responsibility, but it's a phenomenal opportunity. As a young person growing up in Southeast, you know, I think, at least for myself, you know, you grow up thinking in the context of a community, maybe more so than, you know, it was a small place, and you could see how individuals make a difference and can make a difference. So, you know, the thing that I like about this field and the field, you know, the healthcare field in general, but more specifically the healthcare field within, you know, Alaska is, you know, there is so much opportunity for individuals to make an impact, to make a difference within their respective communities and within the regions and the state as a whole. You know, that matters a lot to me. I think, you know, the opportunity to have challenging work, you know, is really a blessing also. I mean, I do believe that healthcare is one of the most challenging industries, you know, in the world. I mean, and specifically within the country, if you look at the challenges that we're sort of tackling right now as a nation, and you know, the questions that society has, what is the role of healthcare? I mean, there's nothing easy about it. And I do enjoy, you know, sort of working with people to sort of collectively try to resolve these problems and issues. I mean, not that we have the answers, but being a part of the conversation is a great privilege.
What's job number one? You show up in February, after you've found your office, what's the first thing you do?
You know, my goal is to get reacquainted with the people of the region and the employees and the patients, and try to refamiliarize myself with the issues that are the communities are grappling with. You know, I grew up in Southeast Alaska. I haven't lived in that neck of the woods, in 15 years, which, you know, is, you know, a lot of things change over those times. You know, I spend a lot of time there because my family still lives there, so I'm back many times a year, but there's a difference between being a visitor and being a resident. And so my goal is to try to get my feet on the ground and get a lay of the land as quickly as possible, try to, you know, engage the various stakeholders and try to just, you know, build some credibility, you know, not come in and, you know, making all the changes in the world day one. I think I want to build some credibility, and that really sort of, for me, that's going to be sort of familiarizing myself with the region and the issues.
All right. Well, Charles Clement, congratulations on the job, and thanks very much for taking time.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.